The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hide the kids and the easily offended. This is the Nate Darling Show, uncensored.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. It's our last new show until the 14th of December. Middle of December, we're back with fresh new shows. So we better make this one good.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday. My wedding coming up on Friday.
Gobble, gobble.
Very excited to have you gentlemen both there.
We're excited to be there.
I am excited to get drunk at your wedding.
Excellent. It's going to be a spectacle. The wedding is going to be a spectacle. I promise you that. Coming up on the show today, we've done this before, but it's rare. It's Ohio Corner. Aha! Uh-oh. Plus, we've got an advice letter. And we're going to talk to the Iron Sheik. Well, we're not going to talk to him. We're going to look at his Twitter feed, because that's great. That's what we want to do. Since Thanksgiving is coming up on Thursday, let's start out by saying... let's take a moment to say what we're thankful for this year. Jason, would you like to start us out on that? Well, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my amazing wife and how amazing of a mother she is. And I'm thankful to have a healthy, beautiful daughter.
That's it?
Truly. That's all that matters right now, man.
There you go. There you go. Kareem, what are you thankful for?
Hawaii. And for having a job that could let me afford to go to Hawaii.
Nice. Nice. I have a lot more to be thankful for this year. I'm thankful, of course, for you guys, because this show is one of my passions, and you guys make it possible. If I didn't have my co-hosts, I couldn't make it happen.
So
I appreciate both of you guys a lot. Kareem, you've been on the show. You've been with the show for quite a while. Jason joined about a year ago. So that's, wow. Yeah, time really does fly. So I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful that I have found someone to spend the rest of my life with until she's tired of me. I'm thankful that her family actually really likes me and isn't a bunch of douches. They do. Her family is really great. So,
so important, right? That is so important.
It is. Yes, I know that from experience. How important that is, and how rough it is when it goes the other way. I'm just thankful for health and rational thought. And my wish is going forward is that more people will engage in rational thought and less nonsense. I know that won't happen, so the show will continue. So we got all that going on. We're doing our rehearsal dinner on Thursday, and so the rehearsal is Thursday morning. The rehearsal dinner is Thursday afternoon on Thanksgiving. So we get to have Thanksgiving with our family and closest friends. So that's part of the nice part of this.
Cool.
And last Thanksgiving we were in Vegas. I proposed last Thanksgiving.
There you go.
In front of the Bellagio with a mood ring. Look, I knew I wasn't going to pick out the right engagement ring, so I didn't even bother. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go with a mood ring, and I'm going to let her pick out the ring she wants. And that was one of the best decisions of my life.
No, that's the way reading them on how you get the ring and what type of ring you get them is like a major, I think, indicator of how your marriage is going to be.
And like, and for me, I know for a lot of people you talk about going to propose and you have that conversation for quite some time in advance. And there's a lot of, oh, if I get an engagement ring, I want it to be like this. Sometimes they'll even tell you, I want this, because you've had the conversation that you're going to propose. It's just a matter of when. I pulled this completely out of the blue. So it was a complete surprise. I didn't tell anybody beforehand. just made it a complete surprise. So there was no conversation about, hey, what type of ring do you want?
Yeah, well, that's the classy way to do it, Nate. You know, I mean, that's the way I did it. You know, I was able to get a couple of her friends there because I was doing a show.
Mm-hmm.
So it was easy to do that. But yeah, you have to do it. Like, and I did it right before we went to Hawaii. So even if she had an idea that I might do something, I got it done before we even left.
Right. Right. That's it. That
means you got some extra good in Hawaii then.
No, we were rooming with their parents the whole time.
And I'm also thankful for Hawaii because I'm going, that's where we're going for the honeymoon.
Boom.
So we will be in Maui. There will be somebody here at the house, so don't try anything, fuckers. her dad lives out back and he's hard. He will fuck you up.
No. Oh.
So don't even think, oh, they're in Hawaii, we can come and rob them. No, you fucking can't. You will get shot in the face. It's going to happen. All right. I'm also thankful for the Iron Sheik because the Iron Sheik makes me smile. Let's go through some of his tweets recently. He tweeted on Monday morning, last Monday. All he said was jabroni, hashtag Monday morning. His hashtag cheer me up in three words was go fuck yourself. And during Saturday Night Live last week, he tweeted respect the Dave Chappelle.
Oh, all right.
That's all right.
On November 9th, he tweeted President Trump just broke the Hillary back. His election night tweets were great. He used the hashtag election night. He tweeted, cold beer make me happy. I suplex the wolf blitzer for fun. Somebody get me 4 to 5 cold beers AMD, then you can go fuck yourself. And who want to move to Iran with me? Give me hell yeah.
No.
Those were his election night tweets. So how do you not love the Iron Sheik? So there you go. Gotta love the Iron Sheik. I'm sorry. He never gets old, even though he's gotten very, very old. All right.
Oh, you missed get out and vote or I suplex you and break your neck, jabroni.
Oh, yeah, that was before. I only went back to Election Day. Yeah, he was talking to you, Kaepernick. Nice job, you dick. Don't vote. I'm going to go vote because I'm making you vote. I'm going to take a knee and impress them and grow my outfro out because now I'm an activist. Fuck you. Oh, and I'm not even to this yet.
Now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
All right. Kareem, you have, you mentioned the grievances two shows ago, so you clearly have something chambered. Why don't you kick things off?
Working class white people.
That's it?
You're not all racist, but you're fucking dumb. So, for the last 25 to 30 years, I have been talking about income equality. Back then we were talking about how the growth of CEOs compared to regular people with pay was going. And you motherfuckers were like, oh, you're just being a hater because you thought one day you would be able to be a CEO and be able to fuck over your employees like you were being fucked over. Ha! How you like it now? How does that dick taste now?
I don't know. We'll find out when we get into the Trump presidency a little bit. Right now, I think they're pretty happy.
Yes, they are.
Because they don't know.
So you're complaining about income equality, but you're anti-union. What is the thing that helps you get better income? The fucking union, you dumbass.
Yeah. I'm not arguing with you, Kareem. You go, girl.
So, next thing is, you're mad about the EPA. What are the two things that we need to survive as human beings?
Air and water.
Water. Air and water. You can't drink fucking oil or gas. Can't do it. It'll kill you.
It will. Testify.
And you're against that. And if you're living in Oklahoma and you're against the EPA, you deserve to die in an earthquake and a tornado at the same time.
Well, here's the weird thing about Oklahoma. They didn't used to have earthquakes that often, and now they're having big earthquakes because of fracking.
Exactly. But you don't want anybody to come in and step in. Like, no, stupid, if they don't, you're going to die. You're not going to have any water to survive. And then you're going to be coming out to California because you don't have no fucking water in Oklahoma. And you're going to be coming out here trying to share our water, which we already don't have enough of.
It's true. It's true. You won't have your high school football anymore, Oklahoma. Look at it that way.
You are going to be your kids are going to be running down the field, and that entrance from Batman is going to happen. You're going to have a big earthquake, and this is going to all drop off.
I'm making the field disappear under their feet. Who knew Bane was an oil executive? I was unaware. Well, that's fair. Jason, what's been rubbing you the wrong way this week?
Man, you know, here's the thing is like, when I went to bed on election night, I had this pit in the bottom of my stomach, and the thing that I was hoping for, you know, which is that other white people could say, I don't know, man. Here's the thing. Eventually, what I ended up doing is on Saturday morning, I woke up, I drank a cup of coffee, and I went out and I cleaned my sidewalk and I cleaned the gutters and I got all the leaves up and put them in a pile so they could be taken away. And
then you cried like your daughter is right now.
Yeah. And I all I can think of is that, you know, I feel like I failed, you know, like I should have done more. And what can I do to change things? How can I change things? And, you know, all I can think of is that I can only change and take care of what I can, you know, like what's around me and what I can do. So I need to volunteer my time. I need to keep my sidewalk clean, because it's only right for the people that live in my neighborhood to walk on a clean sidewalk, because that's all I can do, man. And you know, and when I see people say racist shit or something that's wrong, just call them out on it and not really give a fuck anymore about that type of shit. Like, it's done. Like, you say something that's racist or misogynistic, like, I have to call you on it now. Like, there's no, I can't have that filter anymore.
Are you going to do it in person or just online?
No, I will do it in person the way that I've already done it.
Okay, don't get beaten up. just be careful who you decide to set straight.
Look, they're punching white women in the face in gentrified New York. You be careful.
Oh, yeah. Man, they ain't fucked with an asthmatic white boy before. You know what I'm saying? Don't know what I got in store. And you're a short kid that's kind of overweight and has asthma. You always have something on you, bro.
You know, I haven't been really that angry this week. Ironically, I've been a little stressed out because of the wedding and everything we have left going into it. Dance lessons, planning this, doing that.
Dance lessons. Wait a minute. Back up.
We've been taking dance lessons. I thought I told you that.
No, I think I missed that one.
Oh, yeah. Go on, Jason.
I would say he may not have been here for that show, yeah.
That's possible. Yeah, we've been doing dance lessons, so we have something planned out for the first dance. That was all part of the plan. I'm just watching Jason walk. He's helping out with the baby. Oh, he's grabbing some Kleenex.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right. I was just checking in there. Yeah, we're taking dance lessons. So we have a dance plan for our first dance. you know what? I will say this. Because it's getting dark really, really early now, and I don't quite understand it, but how is it that people, and I'm going to keep it hyper local here. How is it that people in Sacramento suddenly can't drive because it's darker? It's a little darker, but suddenly I can't drive. Oh no, I've got to slow down. I got to jam on the brakes. And then there's the people that are weaving in and out of traffic like they're running away from the cops. And I've looked, they're not running away from the cops. They're just being assholes.
Well, that was me this morning, but that was because I was behind people like the other people you're talking about.
Right? It's become an epidemic. It's become an epidemic and it needs to stop. The other thing that's frustrated me this week has been people who nice. Has been people who can, Jason drew a cock and balls and held it up to the camera.
Well, at least he didn't show his out here.
I'm such a teenager, Jesus Christ.
It's all right. The other thing that's pissed me off this week are the people who can't get over the fact that they lost, that their candidate lost, and that's how things work. And they're throwing fits the way a small child does when they don't get their way. I understand. I trust me, I understand. I didn't want President Trump at all, at all, at all. But he's what we got. He won 30 states out of 50. The voter turnout was low. Millennials didn't turn out and vote at all. A third of Hispanics voted for President Trump. A third.
That's because they still want to be white.
No, I think it's the ones who came here who were like, look, we came here legally and screw everybody else.
Yeah, those are the ones that think they're white.
Well, either way, that's a weird generalization, but okay. Look, this is the America that we live in now. This is our president. This is what we deal with. And we need to just fucking relax. And I know, go ahead, if the Million Woman March on Washington in pantsuits wants to happen, go ahead. I saw people call for his impeachment. He hasn't taken office yet. You can't impeach someone who isn't president. Secondly, he hasn't done anything that's impeachable. So just stop it. Stop.
And to add on to that, you don't want Pence as your vice president.
Well, that's the thing. Let's say you impeach him, then Hunter Pence is now our president. No, I'm sorry, Mike Pence. The guy who wanted to make being gay illegal in Indiana. That's the vice president. So if you impeach Donald Trump, I think that's the brilliant move Trump made. They went, listen, if I go, this is who you got. It's this guy, and he's scary. You don't want that. You want me. So it's good cop, bad cop. Anyway, just act like adults. Just fucking act like adults for a minute. That's all I ask. Please. Please. Anyway, if you do want to fuck with Mike Pence, though, apparently you can make a donation to Planned Parenthood in his name, and he will receive a certificate of the donation. So
I think I'm gonna do that.
So get on that. It's not hard to find the information online. And that's good because everybody went, it works for gay rights groups too. So if you want to do that, you can find your favorite gay rights group, contribute to them in Mike Pence's name, and use the address of the state house in Indianapolis, and he will get the thank you letter. Which has got to be really weird for those groups sending those out. And like, wasn't this asshole just trying to make us illegal?
It's just so going to be great because hopefully one day it's like biggest donors to Planned Parenthood, Mike Pence? And his constituents were like, what's going on with this guy? What's up with him?
What is happening?
What's happening?
Something interesting, and I don't know if there's any truth to this or not, but there is a report that Donald Trump is considering former WWE CEO Linda McMahon to be the Secretary of Commerce. And I saw a lot of people crap it on that. But it's like, she's a woman who is at the helm of a company that grew from a regional concern to a global powerhouse brand. Wouldn't you want somebody like that running a commerce department? I mean,
no.
Well, I mean, of the choices. I mean, Kareem, he's never going to appoint anybody you like. So get over that.
No, I just want him to appoint somebody who's competent.
Well,
so right now he has Rudy Giuliani, who's only qualified to be attorney general.
Right.
Which is a fucking nightmare scenario in itself.
Sure.
But this dude is trying to become the Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he is. Well, if he's the attorney general, he can just run around yelling 9/11 and listen to your phone calls.
And that's probably what he'll do.
Hi, Rudy.
Secretary of State. No.
Ultimately, though, here's what I know. He's not going to be appointing anybody that most of the people I know will like. So it's like, what's the point of getting upset? Because not only is he going to appoint them, the Republicans control both houses. They're all going to go skating right through. Unless they're raping babies on the White House lawn, they're going skating through.
No, they're not.
They're not.
No.
Okay, we'll see.
I'm telling you, they're not.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm betting he does not have a lot of problems getting people through the nomination process.
If he picked qualified people, they would skate through. But with the people that he's picked to this point, or who have been lined up to this point, I don't think those people are going to skate through.
Well, here's the interesting thing, though. I haven't seen him put out anything. It's just been a lot of conjecture on people's part and leaks. So whether there's any truth to it or not.
Right now, nobody really knows what he's doing, because he just got rid of Chris Christie, who actually knew what he was doing, and put Pence in place. And then he just got rid of his foreign policy person, too. And so right now, nobody knows what the hell's going on with that.
Well, it's going to be a fun December, isn't it?
Yes.
we'll see. He's going to stay quiet. Yeah. It's all going to be released in one day. A big rollout.
And Pence said he's going to stay governor of Indiana till January.
Okay. Whatever, dude. You can have Indiana. You can stay there after that. I don't give a shit. All right. Let's get on with something non-political. It's a letter to Dear Deirdre. I went to my former colleague's leaving due and ended up having fantastic sex with my old boss, even though my boyfriend is talking about getting married. I fancied my boss right from the first day we started working together. We would flirt heavily and sneak off to grope each other, but never got to full sex back then. In the end, I left that job because I knew we would end up sleeping together if I stayed, and we were both in relationships. I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years, and he treats me like a princess. He's 29, I'm 27, and we've discussed getting engaged and starting a family. One of my former colleagues was leaving 3 months ago, and she invited me along to her farewell party. My old boss was there. He's 41 and looked really hot. He made a fuss of me and offered me a lift home, and at the end of the evening, he stopped at a beauty spot, and we started kissing. Then we had sex in the back of his car. It was amazing, and we agreed to meet again for sex. My boyfriend works late 2 evenings a week, and I text my ex-boss when I'm alone to meet up for sex. He sneaks around our house. We never go out together or anywhere else. I love my boyfriend, and I know I'm lucky to have him in my life, but I find it impossible to stop seeing my old boss because sex with him is so much better. I only have sex with my boyfriend now because I feel I ought to, and I fantasize about being with my old boss when I do. He just finished with his girlfriend, but he says he does not want another relationship, just a bit of fun. I know deep down that for him, it's only sex. Part of me wants to see whether things could work out with him, but then I look at my boyfriend and realize how lucky I am. Why would you write that? And how dumb are you? Here's what Deirdre says. You're dicing with your future. You know the affair with your boss is going nowhere. He's told you he doesn't want a relationship. This is only about sex for him. Look at what you're following, such a risky and self-destructive path. Lust is a strong driver, and secret sex can feel very exciting. But you know this is going to end in tears. Tell your former boss that your affair is over. Delete his number from your phone, and don't be tempted to go back there. Your sexual interest in your boyfriend may well revive once your lover is out of your life. If you struggle, my leaflet, The Real Secrets to Great Sex, will help you. Way to always be selling, Deirdre.
Oh, man.
By the way, she deserves to get dumped.
She does. She deserves to leave her boyfriend for the boss and the boss to dump her. That's what she deserves.
What
she deserves to be unhappy.
She deserves to break it off with the boss and then have her boyfriend read this in Dear Deirdre and then kick her ass to the curb.
That's true.
That's what she deserves because she's awful. British people are awful. Anyway, what you tweet can get the attention of the Secret Service, by the way. A 24-year-old man is... Oh, I'm sorry. It's time for Ohio Corner. Hold on. I need music for this. Hold on. I need something. Here we go. We'll do... No, not that one. We'll do this one.
She said she needed a break.
There we go. It's time for Ohio Corner. A 24-year-old man is facing charges of threatening messages regarding Donald Trump on social media. According to a criminal complaint, Zachary Benson tweeted the following threats after 1 a.m. on November 9th. He said, and I quote, "My life goal is to assassinate Trump. I don't care if I serve infinite sentences. That man deserves to cease existing." He also tweeted, quote, "Diplomacy? Fucking fools, I hate you all. I want to bomb every one of your voting booths and your general areas." Court documents say Benson was very apologetic and was watching the election returns when he decided to post the threatening statements. He allegedly told authorities the posts were out of frustration. Benson said he knew that he went too far with the posts, and upon waking up in the morning, he immediately deleted them from his account. He insisted he never intended to harm anyone, but would not want anything to happen to Trump or the general public, despite his threat about bombing general areas. Nice job. Also in Ohio, a guy we probably would like a little better. He's a Browns fan. He's organizing a parade if the Browns go 0-16. That's right, Cleveland fans. If you're hoping for that second parade, you may get it after all. The Indians fell just two runs short of the World Series victory parade earlier this month, but there's another sports franchise in that city looking to make a little history. The Browns' perfectly awful season so far has prompted one fan to be organizing a parade should the once-proud franchise go 0-16. Unlike the celebration for the Cleveland Cavaliers after they were crowned NBA champs in June, the Browns' parade should have a little more elbow room, sort of like the fourth quarter of a home game. As of last Monday afternoon, some 3,200 people said they plan to attend the parade outside of the stadium at 1 p.m. January 7th. It's going to be cold that day. I know that. That should the Browns remain winless. Another 6,100 say they're interested in attending. He could get 10,000 people for an 0-16 loss parade. That's crazy. Chris McNeil, who lives in Granville outside of Columbus, said he joked the city should throw a parade if the Browns lose every game. And on a whim, he created a Facebook page for that parade. And the rest, well, it's social media history. It was shared again and again and again and again and again. He forked over a $25 application fee for a parade permit when he was in Cleveland on business. He said, "I'm not some troll on Twitter. There's going to be a parade." Meantime, the Browns say they want a parade too, just not one for losing, saying, quote, "We have a great appreciation for all our fans, especially when it comes to their passion and creativity. Our intent and hope is that we'll be planning a parade to celebrate success with our fans at some point in the near future." Meanwhile, the parade organizers said, "You're not supposed to celebrate the Browns playing like crap, but I'm trying to put a positive spin on the season." So far, Brown's Perfect Season Parade Grand Marshal t-shirts have popped up online with suggestions for other products, including Make the Browns Great Again on ball caps. Well, that worked in one area. We'll see if it does. He said, "If the Browns win a game, I'm only out $25. I just hope the Browns hold up their end of the deal so we can have a parade."
Oh, man.
And that's Ohio Corner, everybody.
Well, I hope they continue their losing streak this weekend.
Oh, it's hard to say. I kind of hope they win so the 49ers can catch them for that vaunted number one draft pick. Because the Niners stink.
They smell like poo.
Your mother smells of elderberries.
Chip Kelly still has a job after this season.
Yeah, I don't even know what's going on. I just know it's bad times in the Bay. Bad times in the Bay. All right, let's wrap the show up.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
Simpler place indeed. We're going to the town of West Chazy, New York. It's like crazy, but the R is an H. The County Corner Drive-In is celebrating 30 years of service this year. The business is open 7 days a week with breakfast served all day. On the first Sunday of every month, the drive-in serves brunch from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Now, the brunch menu differs every time. Dinner specials are available every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The Country Corner has two dining rooms, each wheelchair accessible. So there's that. Hey, by the way, catering is available for all occasions with a wide selection of choices and highly competitive prices. Hours are Monday and Tuesday, 5:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., Wednesday through Saturday, 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 5:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information or to check out daily specials, you can give them a call at 493-7035. That's area code 518, by the way. Or you can visit the Country Corner Drive-In on Facebook. Let's do that right now, shall we? Get that link right there. I'll hit that.
I'm there right now.
It's a fast food drive. Jason, are you familiar with this type of corner drive-in?
No, I'm not.
If you're in upstate New York and parts of Vermont, this is the type of restaurant you'll see in a lot of different places. Yes, it does look like a double wide with a little porch out front, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my gosh. Here's what people are saying about it. Debbie Cumber says, great place with warm, friendly people, fantastic food, hometown atmosphere. Hope to dine there again soon. Edited to let everyone know they're open. Well, thanks.
The people that take photos on Facebook for this place are horrible.
Yeah. Here's their last post. But here's the fun part. Their last post... I'm going back. Their last post is from 2015. Somebody checked in there. Someone checked in on November 12th, so they're open. But the last post by the diner was April 27th, 2015, saying Friday we'll be doing our prime rib dinner beginning at 4 p.m. Prime rib, baked potato, seasoned vegetables, tossed salad, homemade bread, sautéed mushrooms, $14.95. Top that, well, motherfucker.
There you go. Prime rib.
Prime rib. Although the interesting thing, it says status may be permanently closed, but it's clearly not, because there's an article in the Sun Community News about them celebrating 30 years of being in business. There's so much confusion. Are we open? Are we closed? Are we open? Are we closed? We don't know. I don't know either.
Are we open? Are we closed? Clap your hands.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for Small Town News. And anybody got anything they want to say before we say goodbye for a few weeks here?
Good luck on your nuptials and your honeymoon.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, to a honeymoon. You know I'm sorry. Do it. Get it done.
All right, everybody. If you're listening, yes, we will have classic shows put up every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So check those out. You might be hearing something for the first time. 5 years worth of shows to go back to. So we'll be putting those up, and you can get a chance to listen to all those and enjoy them. I'm going to try and do a little bit more Facebook living from Hawaii and here and there. So to fill in the gap. So there will be plenty of entertainment. Plus, probably an announcement coming up in December about some big news coming.
Oh,
big news coming!
Big news.
So
fuck the big news.
not ready to announce it yet, but it'll be fun. It'll be for your ears, and I think you'll enjoy it. So, all right, that's going to do it. We'll see you in the middle of December, and I will see you two gentlemen at the wedding.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and by the way, for everybody, thank you. For everybody who is listening to the sound of my voice, I will put the link so that you can live stream the ceremony on my Facebook page and on the show's Facebook page. So if you really want to see me walk down the aisle and get married, you will be able to watch it live on Ustream on November 25th, starting at 5 p.m. Pacific time. I'm inviting you all to virtually watch my wedding.
I will
not I if will. If you do it while you're sitting in the fucking thing, I will come back there and punch you. I will slap the phone out of your hand right down to the ground and go, "No, motherfucker, not here."
I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna point at it and like look at you at the same time. Like, look at dude, I'm doing it. I'm gonna sit right next to Sam, and I'm gonna be like, "Sam, look at what I'm looking at."
That's what I'll do. All right, everybody, have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you in a few weeks with some more new shows. Hey, since we did Ohio Corner, we have another thank you. That's a drawing of a penis jizzing. That's some fine artistry there, Jason. This is Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young in Ohio on the Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye!
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.